Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
January 9th, 2006, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, Apple's Aperture versus Adobe's Lightroom. All right, well, this is quite an exciting week in the world of photo management and digital photography because not only do we have Aperture, which is Apple's brand new release of photo management software that just came out a while back, but today Adobe announced Lightroom, which is their answer to Aperture, and it's also a very exciting app. Now, the Adobe application, Lightroom, is out in public beta, so it's not the final version of the app yet, whereas Aperture is a 1.0 version. But I'm going to be talking about both of them today because I think it's worth keeping our eye on as we try to figure out how are we going to manage our photos in 2006 and beyond. So it's really some pretty good stuff here. Before I get to that, I just want to take care of a couple little business notes for us. First of all, if you listened to the podcast last week, you know that the photo assignment is off and rolling, and that's open to all of you that are listening out there. The first theme for January is ice. Ice, yes. Good theme for January, don't you think? And the way that it works real quickly is that we have a theme and you go out and try to figure out a good interpretation of that theme and then submit your photo. Submit it to me here at thedigitalstory.com. And I take all the photos at the end of the month and I run the ones that I think are the most intriguing examples or interpretations of the theme. And you can get all the information about how to submit and get your stuff to me by going to the submissions button on the Digital Story. Just click it there and you'll see a whole section on photo assignment. I really encourage you to do this. We're going to do it every month and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And along those same lines, GrabShots, still rolling strong. And this is something that you can just send one in any time on any topic. We want to be something that sort of captures a slice of life, you know, something that, you know, you saw while you're out with your digital camera, that a shot that you may not have captured otherwise had you left your camera at home. And so keep those rolling in. So both photo assignment and grab shots are rolling along and get that camera fired up, charge those batteries, format that memory card and get some good shots and let's get them online so other people can see them. All right, so much for the news. Let's get down to business. Now, you know, the first thing I want to talk about before I really get into the details of Aperture or Lightroom is this notion of photo editing. Okay, now we're all pretty clear about what image editing is. That's where you adjust brightness and contrast and exposure and color balance and all that good stuff. That's where we're actually manipulating the pixels themselves on a picture. But photo editing is much different. Now, photo editing has been around for a long time. And in fact, there are professional photo editors for AP, for the major magazines. These are the people that are taking all the shots submitted by photographers and they're going through them. Often hundreds, thousands of shots for any particular event. And they're trying to find the best shot to go with the article, the best shot to go on the cover, the best shot to use that tells the story that's being featured that particular day or week. That's photo editing. And that's much different than image editing. Because photo editing, what you're doing is you're looking at a bunch of images and figuring out which ones are the best. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because both Aperture and Lightroom are applications designed to help you with photo editing. Now, they do other things too, right? They help you archive your shots. You can image edit with both of those applications. You can do all sorts of stuff. But at their heart, what we're seeing now is a tool from each company, and there'll be many others that follow, I assure you. But is a tool to help us go through all of our digital images, either from a particular shoot, from a week, from a vacation, from a year, from whatever, and find the best ones, mark them, right? So we know, so we can easily go back to them, and then allow us to use those shots, those best shots, for making prints, for publishing on the web, for creating slideshows, for all the things that we like to do with our images. So when I say photo editing, right away, I just want you to understand that what I'm talking about are sorting, culling, marking, you know, your best shots out of all the shots that you have in any given space. And that's what both Aperture and Lightroom are really designed to do. They're designed to help us find our best shots quickly, right? As quickly as possible, organize them, and then do stuff with them. I'm going to start with Lightroom because Lightroom was just announced today, but I'm going to talk about Aperture also. Now, what's interesting for those of us that have been using Adobe products all along, namely Photoshop, and in the Creative Suite, we started using Bridge also with CS2. And the idea of Bridge was to help us do some of this photo editing. The problem with Bridge was that it was an early example of this type of tool, and I think a lot of us felt that it just, you know, wasn't that easy to use. It wasn't getting the job done. Now, Adobe realized that. I mean, one thing that you can say about Adobe is that they really try to stay in touch with their customers. So Adobe was hearing the same thing that we've all heard, which is, you know, Bridge is kind of hard, Bridge is kind of clunky, it's not a solution, it's part of, you know, some kind of workflow that we have to piece together. And so they started working on this application that's now being called Lightroom. Now, initially, Lightroom is going to be released for the Mac only. But the Windows version is going to follow quickly behind. So one of the things about Lightroom and one of the first distinctions between Lightroom and Aperture is that Lightroom, in its final release, will be both a Windows and a Mac application. Now, right now, I can't tell you how interop will be between the two of them. For instance, can you take galleries from Lightroom on a Mac and port them to your Windows box? I don't know. That remains to be seen. And mainly because the Mac version of Lightroom isn't even finished yet. It's in beta form. And the Windows version is still under development. So those are the kind of things we're just going to have to wait and see. But here's the gist of Lightroom as it's released right now. And by the way, it is a public beta, which means you'll be able to download it and start playing with it right now. And in the show notes for this show, for this podcast, I'll have all the information that you need to go and download it and start working with it today. But I think the main thing that Lightroom tries to do, even in this early release, is, first of all, make it easy to import your images. Now, you can import them from your camera, from your digital camera. Just hook it up and bring the pictures right into Lightroom. You can import pictures from other places, from on your hard drive. You know, wherever they're stored, you can get them into Lightroom. Now, another difference between Lightroom's approach to importing pictures and Aperture's is that in Aperture, everything that you bring into the Aperture environment goes into a closed library. Now, Apple chose this approach for a reason, because in their mind, they felt it was better for the photographer in the long run to have his or her images all in one place so that they don't get lost, so that links to the images don't get broken if you move them somewhere else on your hard drive or move them to a different drive, and that just overall, it was easier to manage them. Excuse me, a little frog in my throat there. It would just be easier to manage them in a closed container. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't get them back out. In fact, Aperture has some really powerful tools for exporting your images out of the Aperture environment to whatever need you may have. But their philosophy is, let's keep them in a closed library. Now, Lightroom also gives you that option. And one of the reasons why I think Adobe offers the what they call the managed library approach is because when you do that, not only do you have all the advantages that I listed earlier, which is, you know, one place to store all of your images so you don't lose them, and so links don't get broken, but you can do things while you're importing them. For example, I think one of the things that, we've all struggled with is how do you rename your files or rename the folders that hold your files so that you can find them again later. And I think one of the things about that is that we end up taking these files that are named, you know, img_5342.jpg, and we either have to do some sort of batch processing afterwards where we run some sort of tool like an Apple script or something to rename those files or to add a name to them. We have to, you know, do kind of all these workarounds in post-production. What both Lightroom and Aperture allow you to do is that while you're importing the images, you can add information to the file names or even create a whole new file name from scratch and, you know, have the images sequenced or whatever. And you have all these really powerful options. And this is one of the advantages to having a managed library for your images, that is that while you import them from your camera or from another source, you can add metadata, you can add information, you can add captioning information, you can add copyright information, you can add keywords, you can play with the file names, you can do all this really cool stuff as the images come in. So right away, you saved a major step in your photo organization because you don't have to go back later and run some sort of tool or even do it by hand, heaven forbid. And it, you know, if you're renaming all of your pictures that you shoot by hand, then you really... either you're just, you know, absolutely rich and don't have to work for a living, or you just in general have a lot of time on your hands, because that is a very, very time-consuming pastime, renaming images manually. So the closed library system in both Aperture and Lightroom allow you to add a lot of information to the pictures as you bring them in to the application. Now, one thing that Adobe's product does that Aperture doesn't is that if you don't want to bring those images into a managed library system, you don't have to. For instance, when you import your pictures from your camera, you can just import them into a folder on your hard drive and then tell Lightroom to say, hey, you know, all those pictures are over here in this location, and Lightroom will create pointers to them. So you can still manipulate them in Lightroom, organize them, do image editing, all that kind of stuff, sorting, rating, all the things that you want to do. But they don't have to be, the photos don't have to be within the Lightroom managed system. Of course, the one advantage that you do lose is what I mentioned earlier, is that as you're importing them, you don't get to rename the files or add metadata. So there's the trade-off. But Adobe makes a big point about this issue, saying that, you know, with Lightroom, you have the option of either having a managed library or an unmanaged library, and they leave it up to you, and you don't have to make that choice forever. In other words, you can have some images come in that are managed and other images that are not, and they can all work together. So there is a distinction between the two applications. Now, myself, I've really thought about this a lot, and I have to say that I think I like the managed system so that even if I'm using Lightroom, I think I'm probably going to go for the managed library because I do like being able to add metadata as I bring them in. And I do like having everything kind of in one spot so I don't have to worry about broken links. And it makes it easier for me to archive and do a lot of those management things. Just saves time. But, you know, everyone's different in photography. And if you fall more into the camp where, hey, I don't want all my pictures in, you know, some application, I want them on my hard drive, then that's great. You can do that also. So, you know, your choice. Okay, so now once the images are in the application, and this is either Lightroom or Aperture, you want to do what we were talking about earlier. You want to photo edit them, right? If you take 12 shots of, let's say, a barn, right? And each shot, you know, you're working a little different. You're composing it a little different. Maybe you're playing with the white balance a little bit. Maybe the breeze is blowing on some shots, so there's some movement in the trees, but it's not blowing in other shots. At any rate, at some point, you want to find the best shot in that series of barn shots, because when it's time to make a print, or it's time to add it to a slideshow or post it on a website, you don't want to have to go back and look at all 12 versions of that barn again. You want to just go, hey, I want to pick the shot that I like the best right away, put it on the website, and go on to the next thing. And this is the key to photo editing and sorting and comparing. Now, both Aperture and Lightroom really give you some good tools for doing this. And basically, it works like this, that you have an environment where you can look at all the pictures that you have in a sequence or in a shoot. You can even put them side by side. You know, so you can take the first shot in the series, the second shot, and the third shot, put them all side by side there, look at them closely, magnify them if you want, and then pick the one that you like the best. When you find the one that you like the best, generally speaking, what we do is we add some sort of rating to them. So your most favorite shot might be a 5-star rating. Your second favorite shot might be 4. And then maybe everything else in the shoot is either 3 or 2 stars. Now, when you go back to that sequence of shots and you want to know which one's the best, well, you just look at the 5-star one. You don't even have to enlarge it. You know it's the best. You don't have to compare it to the others. You go, this is the shot of the barn that I know I like the best, and I'm going to make a print of it. So that's really cool. Now, how these two applications enable you to do that, well, they vary a little bit. I think Lightroom's approach is more streamlined. They have kind of a basic work area. You can pick your shots. You can put them next to each other. It's very kind of linear in design. You apply your ratings, and then you move on to the next thing. You can magnify with it. But it's pretty straightforward, pretty easy to use, can figure out pretty fast. Aperture, on the other hand, actually spends a lot more time giving you options for this process. Aperture has created something brand new in the photo industry. I've never seen this anywhere before. They call it stacks, and they allow you to create a group of shots, which they call a stack, and then they allow you to, you know, kind of take your first, what you think is the best one, you know, just by visually scanning them, and that becomes your pick. And you can use that shot, you can put that up on the screen, and then you can compare the other shots to it. So then as you cycle through the rest of the shots in the stack, it holds the compare one up there, and then it moves the next one in the sequence next to it, and you go, oh, yeah, okay, I still like my pick the best. Go to the next one, yep, yep. Let's say you get to the 6th one and you go, oh, wait, I think that one's better, especially after I magnify it. So then you mark it. It becomes your pick shot. It moves over to, you know, the pick spot. And then you compare the rest of the shots to that shot. And it's very, very seamless. You can just do this really quickly. And I think it's a very elegant way to go through and pick your shots. It's much more fluid, I think, than the Lightroom approach. Now, the other thing that Aperture allows you to do is create what they call a light table. And this is an area very much like a light table that we're used to using, that we used to put slides on when we were shooting slides all the time. And just like on a light table, you can move your images around in a very free-form fashion. So you can say, well, you know, I really like these three, you know, the best kind of, so you kind of put them up over here on the left side. But these two are interesting, and they're over here on the right, and you put a couple other down below. And then you can just move them around, just grab them and move them around. And if you want to make them bigger, you, right there on the light table, you just sort of grab a corner and pull it, and the shot gets bigger. So you can, oh, yeah. And you can use something that Apple calls a digital loop on any of these shots at any of the time. And it literally looks like a loop, a magnifying glass that we use in, you know, the analog world, right? And you can put it right over any area of any of those shots and magnify it to 100% or more. And you can just move this magnifier around all over the place. And let's say that you were looking, let's say on our barn, there was a sign that said, you know, Jim Brown's barn. And you go, wow, you know, if I could get a really good look at that sign, that would give me a good idea at which of these shots is the sharpest. So with the digital loop, it's really easy. You just take that digital loop and you just put it right over the sign on the barn, and you can have it at 100 or 200%. And you go, okay, that looks pretty good. And you go over to the next one. Oh, that looks pretty good. And you can just move it around all over the place and make your decision. Once you make your decision, of course, at any time, you can rate the photo and say, this is definitely the sharpest. I love the composition. This is 5 stars. And then you can move all these images around on the light box in a very freeform sort of way. Now, here's the catch. At first, you know, when I first described this to you, and if you're working on a Mac, you're going to say, well, you know, the aperture approach sounds more interesting. And I think it is. But just like everything else in photography, you don't get something for nothing. Right? Now, the catch with aperture, at least right now at its 1.0 release, is that you need a more powerful computer to run this application than you do with Lightbox. I'll use an example of my PowerBook. I have a 1.5 gigahertz PowerBook. It's not brand new. In fact, now it's probably a year and a half going on maybe even close to 2 years old, but at least a year and a half old. Okay. So it's not brand new, but it's a current laptop. Okay. Aperture on my PowerBook has its moments where it will slow down. In other words, the performance of aperture on my PowerBook isn't as fast as I'd like it to be. Now, if you take this application and you run it on a desktop computer, a dual processor 2.5 gigahertz Power Mac, it runs pretty darn good, right? It's not really an issue. And if you're a studio photographer and you do all of your photo editing on a computer sitting right there in your studio, then you know, you're really not going to worry too much about these performance issues because you got enough horsepower sitting right there. However, if you're a field photographer or someone that likes to work on a laptop, then this first version of Aperture, and I think, I know, in fact, that Apple is working on this issue right now, but at least with this first version of Aperture, it doesn't run as well on a PowerBook. Lightroom, on the other hand, runs great on this 1.5 gigahertz PowerBook. So even though I may not have as many options for my comparing and sorting features as I do with Aperture, I still have a very good set of options, and it runs very fast on the computer that I have right now. So this is another thing to keep in mind, which is, you know, how much computer do you have? How much do you, you know, like to work in the field? Are you on the go mostly, or are you in the studio? And for people that are on the go right now, at this stage in time, as you're thinking about, you know, which app to explore, then I would give Lightroom the nod. So again, that's the trade-off. You don't get quite as many goodies as you do with Aperture, but you do get something that runs on less powerful hardware. okay, once we get into, you know, the whole, or actually, once we finish the whole photo editing thing, let's say that we find 5 shots that we really like, and it's time to do some editing. Lightroom uses tools that we're pretty familiar with from Photoshop. And in fact, it's actually improved the metaphor, the user interface for a lot of these tools. One of the things that's done, Adobe has done, they've built Camera Raw pretty much right into Lightroom. Every time that I say Lightbox, in your as it goes through your ears into your brain, just would you translate that to Lightroom for me? Thank you. I'm so used to saying Lightbox. It's like years of this photography stuff pounded into my brain, and it's hard for me to go to Lightroom. I'm thinking clean room, and I'm thinking of guys walking around in, you know, little Intel suits and stuff, you know, not getting dust on anything. So the name is going to take a little getting used to. Anyway, Lightroom. Lightroom has actually improved on, you know, some of these Camera Raw tools and these other image editing tools, and they work really well, and they're right there in the application. In Aperture, on the other hand, they've developed their own set of tools for image editing. I don't think initially they're quite as accessible, and I think in part because we're just not used to looking at them. You know, we're used to looking at Adobe stuff, and we're not quite so used to looking at Apple image editing tools. So I think it takes a little bit longer to get used to the image editing tools in Aperture. And there's also been some discussion about Aperture's interpretation of certain RAW files from certain cameras. Now, I was just down at Apple the other day, and I was talking to them about that, and they said, yes, we're working on that. You know, it's a 1.0 release, and I think, you know, pretty soon we will have, you know, all those RAW interpretations really worked out so that, you know, if you're used to seeing something interpreted one way in Camera Raw, Adobe's product, you'll have similar results in Aperture. But right now on some cameras, I think, though, if I understand what I'm reading on the web correctly, some people prefer Camera Raw's interpretation of RAW to what we're seeing in Aperture with some cameras. Whereas there's really no surprises with Lightroom because they're using the same stuff that we've been using all along. And I think the Camera Raw interpreter, image editor in Lightroom is very good and very familiar. However, up the road, in all honesty, I think they're both going to do a great job for image editing. So then the final area is output. And I think both applications are really strong in this area. You can output to slideshows in both of them, which I think are very important for displaying your work. If you're a portrait photographer or a wedding photographer, being able to quickly, you know, cull the best shots from a shoot and then put together a nice looking slideshow basically on the fly, and then being able to show that to your clients and right away you know, make a good impression on them and have them maybe pick the shots that they like, so you can get working on that. I know a lot of wedding photographers more and more these days are actually processing the images they shoot during the ceremony and displaying them as a slideshow on a laptop at the reception. That's pretty wild stuff. That's stuff that we never could have seen years ago. And Aperture and Lightroom both do really a great job of creating these slideshows quickly. They both also do a really good job of creating print output. And you have all sorts of presets that you can use. You can tailor your print output to specific printers, or if you're working with a professional lab that has color profiles, you know, and specific pixel dimensions and so forth, you can create presets for that output and then just export your image out of either environment with those presets applied and shoot it right up to your lab and get great prints consistently. And I think both also do a really good job of creating web pages, web galleries of your images. Aperture gives you the added bonus of generating books that you create right there in Aperture and then upload them to the book publishing facility online, and a few days later in the mail you get this hardbound book that just looks fabulous. It's actually kind of a direct print book, and if you've been using iPhoto and have played with the book function, then one thing you should know is that iPhoto's output for the books is about 150 pixels per inch, and aperture's is 300. So there's a lot of little subtle under the hood professional upgrade things that are happening there also. So, but aperture does allow you to create books right now. Lightroom does not. Now, we know how much aperture cost. Aperture cost $499. I think the educational price is something like $269. We don't know how much Lightroom is going to cost yet. Adobe's not saying. So what Adobe is doing is they have a public release right now of Lightroom. I'll put the URL in the show notes. You can go download it. And then what they want you to do is provide them with feedback. They're going to continue to refine the application. And then what they're saying right now is that later on this year in 2006, then they'll release the box version. And I think they're going to try to have both Mac and Windows released pretty much the same time. So if you work on both platforms and you're primarily a Windows person, but you have access to a Mac, I think you might want to download Lightroom anyway. Take a look at it. Start getting familiar with it, because the Windows version is going to be coming along pretty soon. One other thing real quick, and then I probably should wrap up. But one other thing is that right now Lightroom isn't what we call a universal binary, which means that when Apple releases its Intel laptops, which is imminent, might even by the time you hear the show, there might even be some announcement around that. At the moment, Lightroom won't run on it, but Adobe said that once the Mac Intel laptops are out, then they will make Lightroom able to run on that natively. So that's just coming. They just kind of want to wait and see what the hardware is going to look like. And of course, Aperture will run natively on the Mac Intel laptops from the get-go. So two pretty exciting products here in developments. The reason why I'm talking about them today is I want you to start thinking about how you're going to manage your photo editing in 2006 and beyond, and how you can have more fun doing your photo editing, how you can do it faster, and also how you can just better store and archive your images and do nice things like easily change the file names and things like that. Both of these applications are worth looking at. Really, seriously, good stuff here. And if nothing else, playing with them and thinking about the possibilities will maybe get you thinking about how you're managing your pictures. Even if you decide not to purchase either one, I think you might pick up things by playing with these applications that could help you kind of improve your own system, even if it's a roll your own thing. So photo editing is a big deal. I'm going to be talking about it more, but I just wanted to give you a brief introduction today to both Lightroom. See, I got it right there. And Aperture. Lightroom's from Adobe. Aperture's from Apple. They're both very exciting. And I hope you enjoyed this little preview. I'll be seeing you next week. Keep the reader mail coming. I love the suggestions for podcasts, and my list is growing, and I'll pick something interesting off the list next week, and we'll just keep this thing going. Thanks a lot for listening, and I'll catch you soon. Happy shooting. Bye-bye.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.